Welcome back, guys, to episode 10 of Road to Fueling Better podcast. So this episode is a little bit different. It's our first episode with a guest appearance. We're really excited to bring on a very special guest today.
Yeah, so we want to have a variety of guests on future episodes and including current clients, former clients, and anyone who's worked with either of us to talk more about their experience. So any clients who might be listening, feel free to reach out if you want to come on a future episode. Don't be shy.
Yeah. And we are doing a Zoom recording right now. So if the reception gets a little bit spotty, then just bear with us.
Yeah, bear with us. Hopefully it's not too bad. We'll find out when we're editing.
So you want to introduce who we have on today?
Yeah, and I'm excited we're starting with Sydney today, because Gina, you actually got the opportunity to work with Sydney while you were working with me during your dietetic internship. So it's a really good first guest to have on the podcast. I want to introduce Sydney Collier. Sydney has been working with me for a year and a half now, I believe. And Sydney is one of, I hate to pick favorites, but Sydney just always brightens my day. I feel like I'm supposed to be the one who brightens my client's day, and hopefully it's a reciprocal relationship, Sydney, but you your attitude, positive attitude and everything is just amazing, and look forward to our calls every week. So Sydney is a Paralympic dressage athlete who we're really excited to talk about her nutrition journey. She represented Team USA once at the Rio Paralympics, and more recently was a traveling reserve for the Tokyo Paralympics. Definitely follow her journey along on Instagram at Sid's ParaQuest. And, again, super positive, inspirational person. She's very active on Instagram, and it's always, always fun to follow along. So definitely check out her page, and we're excited to talk more about her nutrition journey. So welcome, Sydney.
Wow. Thank you so much for that intro. It's so great to be here speaking with you guys and to be the very first guest that you've had on the podcast. My gosh, I feel so special. I'm so excited to speak with you.
Yeah.
Really excited too.
Definitely. And I know Gina, when you were doing your first rotation with me, and now you're second to last rotation, you're almost there.
Almost there.
And I remember, I was going to have you come on to shadow a call with Sydney. And I think I talked about, how positive she is, and just, it's so cool to work with athletes, but working with an athlete at the Paralympic level is just beyond, cool for me as a dietitian who loves, performance and sports nutrition. It's just one of the coolest things. So Sydney, I'd love to hear you kind of talk about your story a little bit, your journey with, your health and your sport, and kind of give the listeners a little bit of background on your story before we get into it.
Totally. So I actually have a very rare medical condition called Wyburn-Mason syndrome. And as a result, I've had 5 strokes over the years. And I mean, I started riding when I was 7, at the same age that I was diagnosed. And the minute that I started riding, I always had huge goals. I originally dreamed of going to the Olympics for the sport of eventing. And then I had my first stroke at the age of 11, and I discovered para dressage, and I realized, wow, just because my body is different, doesn't mean that I have to give up on these huge goals that I have to compete and represent the USA at the world championship level just because my body works differently than the able-bodied norm. And I'm very proud to have accomplished it and to be continuing to accomplish these huge goals with dietitians like you on my team to really help me step up my nutrition game. Because throughout all of my medical history, nutrition has never been something that has come easily to me. I have always fallen into diet culture, I'd say.
Like so for, many people. So, you're not alone.
Yeah, for, like, unfortunately, like, for someone like me, whose body, I can't get as much cardio with, say, traditional running or working out as hard as able-bodied athletes, at least until I found Fitness Together here in Massachusetts, because I know I work out as hard as able-bodied athletes now. But previously to that, I had always just like really struggled to get as good of workouts. And I actually just basically stopped even trying with my nutrition. And I just signed up for Nutrisystem, went on this really restrictive calorie program. And I feel like only within the last year and a half, I really have begun to discover foods and fruits and vegetables that I actually really enjoy. And it's like a whole new version of me as an athlete.
Yeah, that's awesome to hear. And I know that Gina and I are both super passionate about, you know, helping our clients overcome that diet culture restrictive mindset. And it's, again, something I think athletes struggle with it. Even people who maybe don't consider themselves an athlete, they're not super active. I think across the board, it's something we see all the time. And, you know, it's something we love to help our clients, you know, overcome and get through and improve their nutrition and relationship with food. And so excited to talk about how you're, you know, how much has changed in the past year and a half. Okay. So we talked a little bit about, your background, and you kind of mentioned that before we started meeting, you were following this Nutrisystem program and it was very restrictive. And I think, you know, beyond that too, I remember like our first meetings, you were very scared of carbs.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I would not touch carbs. I still struggle to touch carbs, but I've worked myself up to eating at the bare minimum 50 grams of carbs per lunch, which is a lot for me because I was probably around 25 grams for the longest time. And that felt like, oh my gosh, that is so much carbs. You're eating way too much carbs. And that's bad. But yeah, I've come to the realization, you know, working with you, that my body does need these carbs to recover from my intense workouts in the gym. And honestly, I have so much fewer food cravings than I did when I wasn't eating more carbs at lunch, which I found very interesting, upping that carb intake around the middle of the day.
Definitely. And I know, I think carbs have come up in every single episode so far, and I don't think that trend is going anywhere.
We kind of like carbs a lot here.
Yes. And for good reason.
Right? They're so vilified. Like, when in reality, if you let yourself eat carbs and you don't like restrict it, obviously don't go off of the deep end, then you're gonna feel better. You're not gonna have as much muscle soreness. Like I've even realized that this week, workouts that typically would make me super sore afterwards, I've had barely any muscle soreness, which I have found so interesting.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. And yeah, I remember, I think we started with Triscuits. I was like, I want you to have one serving of Triscuits on your lunch plate. And that was like, you know, you were scared, but we started with that and we've been really just chipping away, and you continually, you know, show up and put in the work and, you know, also communicate any challenges you are running into. And I think that is, you know, one of the signs of a really, you know, committed client who's committed to the process. And I think it just goes to show too that, and again, something, Gina, that both of us are passionate about is that, you know, especially when it comes to really learning about nutrition and improving your relationship with food, it takes time, you know, and it's not going to happen overnight. And again, Sydney, we've been meeting every week for a year and a half now. And we still, like, it's an ongoing journey. And I know in one of the first couple episodes, we talked about, like, the road to fueling better is an ongoing road. It never ends.
Yeah, I was thinking about that before this episode. I was thinking, wow, Laura has literally seen every single version of me. She's seen the original version. When I first came to you, I was like, okay, can I lose like 30 pounds before the Tokyo Paralympics? I mean, I have an extra year to do it now. And then she was like, well, let's start off with finding some vegetables you actually like. And I ended up, honestly, at that point, I would only eat mini cucumbers and cherry tomatoes. And now I feel like I've never met a vegetable that I don't like, which is wild to think about, because in the very beginning, I would barely touch anything and I wouldn't mix vegetables in with other foods. I was like, no, I have to eat them separately and I will only eat one specific kind. And now, oh man, it's like a whole world has opened up to me, which I feel like is really crazy to think about. But it's like after shifting the goal from my original, I want to lose like weight, to I want to actually feel better and learn how to actually eat what my body needs and not fixate on calories, I've gained so much more freedom within what I'm trying to do with my nutrition journey.
And I think that kind of comes down to like you shifted your goals. So instead of saying like, I want to lose weight, now you're creating more behavioral based goals of like, I'm going to eat more vegetables and kind of growing on top of that. Like, okay, you started the cherry tomatoes and cucumbers. You hang out there for a little while. And then it's like, we then take a step up. Maybe you're now including something else. And now look at you, you're at the top of the stairs. You're like, I haven't met a vegetable I didn't like. And it took time to get there. Like so many people want to see these results in like 3 months. Whereas if you, I mean, think back on your journey with Laura, if you stopped at 3 months, like,
oh gosh, I would have been a mess.
Yeah.
We were still scratching the surface at that point. And I think that's, again,
totally
a shift from the diet culture sort of norm of, oh, there's this 8-week plan or, you know, something quick with this end date. But really, you know, things don't work like that. And it does take time and practice and persistence. And Sydney, I feel like you've just embraced that, you know, as we've gone along and been open to, you know, trying new things and continually like learning throughout the process, which is so important.
Thank you. I mean, it's definitely, I'm not gonna lie, it hasn't been easy by any means. Definitely there are times where I go back through my photos and I see like, oh, the photos from when I was on Nutrisystem and I was my skinniest, and I'm like, and I see myself and I'm like, oh, I did look really good there. But then I have to think back to then, and was I getting any enjoyment from that food? No. Like, yeah. No. And I didn't even know how to eat, really. Like, it didn't teach me anything of how to eat or how to build a balanced plate. And like, just looking back to that time in my life, I was very closed off from any sort of variety in my life. It was literally just frozen Nutrisystem foods. And sure, I lost weight, but that's non-sustainable, really, for a whole lifetime. And within the time that we've been working together, I feel like I've really developed a lot of skills that are very sustainable going forward, which I feel like that's what the whole goal of nutrition and intuitive eating has to be, something that you can continue on for a long time and be happy about doing, really.
Yeah. Especially as an athlete who travels like you, like I remember when I was Laura's intern, you were going somewhere. I think it was international. I think you were traveling internationally.
Going to Germany, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We were coming up with strategies of kind of what to aim for when you go on this trip. And I think that that's like, if you were doing Nutrisystem, like you just said, it doesn't teach you anything. You know, you're traveling around doing your sport. You can't really afford to not know what to do when you don't have access to your Nutrisystem. You're not going to bring these meals with you internationally, you know?
Yeah. Find an airport microwave and you know, like, again, and that's a really good point, Gina, about the fact that those types of programs don't actually teach you about nutrition. So when real life happens with traveling or, you know, other examples, you're stuck, you know, and you're not able to continue to make, you know, whatever positive changes you're trying to make,
because you don't know how. Because you literally,
you don't have the tools.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's been, I think, one of, you know, the biggest transformations with you, Sydney, is just your skill set and knowledge of being able to, you know, handle the situations, whether you're at home, traveling, everything in between. You know, you go over your meals and you know, I know you post sometimes on Instagram and I'm like, Sydney, I don't think I could build a balanced plate better than this. Like, this is like top notch, you know? And again, it takes time and practice, but I mean, I think again, you've come such a long way in terms of, again, what you said about your variety of foods, because Nutrisystem or any kind of program like that is going to be super limited. So you've talked a little bit about how you've been open to more vegetables specifically. But I guess, and we talked about carbs a little bit. So I guess I want to hear about like how that has changed in terms of your relationship with food overall, your performance and energy levels. And before you get into that, I want to quickly just talk about the photo thing you mentioned where you're kind of looking back at an old photo, because I feel like that's a common thing. But yeah, what you do is, instead of, you know, thinking about or comparing how you looked in the photo, think about how you felt and your nutrition knowledge, relationship with food, and guaranteed that's a night and day difference, and you're feeling way better now than you did in that photo.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I try to keep it as, is look, I'm so much happier right now than I was back then.
Yeah. And included on your Instagram page, I know sometimes you share you know, your meals and stuff, but also your workouts, which are are pretty intense. We did a partner workout one time, and that was super fun. So talk a little bit about how making these nutrition changes and changing your mindset around food has helped you with your performance and recovery in the gym, but also for your sport, for para dressage, how nutrition has sort of come into play with that.
Totally. So in the gym, I feel like I'm doing things in the gym that before I never would have really been able to push myself to do, because I was pretty much after Nutrisystem, before I started working with you, I just had so little knowledge that I was basically not eating anything all throughout the day until dinner time, and not even drinking any water either throughout the day. So I know that's a very complex thing, but I would not have the strength that I do now, being able to be happy about eating breakfast and going to the gym with that energy from breakfast to really push that workout to the next level and have the fuel to do it, and also the hydration, which is a whole other piece. And these workouts, they allow me to focus my energy more on the movements that I'm riding with my horse, rather than having to focus all of my energy on my body when I'm riding. And the other really, really good thing is now when I go into a ride, I'm able to be more in the moment, because I'm not thinking about, oh, I wonder what we're having for dinner, or like, oh, I'm just really hungry, which I feel like is something that people subconsciously might not really realize takes up a lot of headspace when you're hungry.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. And I know you kind of talked about the difference between when you were at a competition, for example, in Rio, and this was before we met, versus some of the competitions that you went to, I think it was in like North Carolina or Kentucky, and that, you know, you had the tools to be able to put together balanced meals. So talk a little bit about the difference there in terms of how you felt at those competitions.
Oh my gosh, night and day. So pre-working with you, I would almost treat competitions as like, oh, you know, go have fun, like eat just the worst food. I mean, no good or bad foods, but like eat the highest fat possible foods, because I was pretty much craving that all the time. And in Rio, basically, this is very bad, but basically all I ate was pizza and chocolate muffins. And when you're there trying to give, you know, your best performance of a lifetime, that's not how you want to be fueling your body. And I know that now, but I didn't have the knowledge of it back then. And I just kind of like gave my body, I guess, what I was craving, rather than the balanced, nutritious plate that I needed. And I'd say the competitions of this past year, like, and also the Germany travel, really proved to me that I can travel and go to competitions and go to train seriously and build these balanced plates on the go and really know how to fuel my body properly for performance, which was something that I had no idea how to do before working with you.
Yeah, huge difference.
It's weird to say, but I don't miss the pizza chocolate muffins days at all. Like, I mean, I feel like I could approach an Athlete's Village cafeteria completely differently now.
Yeah. And I think that was, you know, a result of the restrictive approach that you were sort of following at the time, but, you know, previously, and then you were traveling or sort of, you know, out of your element, and then that restriction just totally backfires. And again, you want those higher calorie, higher fat foods because maybe you considered those off limits, you know, in your sort of day to day. And it becomes this sort of, you're bouncing from extremes, and then you're feeling sluggish and you don't have energy for your ride, and it starts to impact your performance, versus to, you know, what you said, like where you are now in terms of being able to know what to put together to fuel your body to perform at the highest level and also feel a lot better. And part of that, you know, a huge part of that is the knowledge that you've built, but also that those foods aren't restricted in your day to day, right? So you don't feel yeah. the need to then, you know, kind of flip that switch when you're traveling.
Totally. Yeah. And back then, those were definitely quote unquote off limit for me. So when I was surrounded with those options, I was just like, wow, delicious. And that's definitely not how you need to be fueling your body for 100+ degree heat at the Paralympics. That's for sure. And I know that now. I wish I had known that back then, but I feel like all I can do as an athlete is aspire to be better and better by the day. And I feel like my nutrition journey is really showing that to me.
100%.
Yeah. And I feel like it's just a continuous learning process. Like you can't change the past, but you can learn from it. So you can learn how to be better. And that's exactly what you're doing in working with Laura. And I'm sure that, you know, kind of getting rid of that all or nothing mentality, especially around, you know, like a sporting event, like you're not going to feel good when you're eating all that stuff. So you essentially, you want to feel good to perform good. And now you kind of have the tools to make these decisions to do that.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah, I feel like I would have approached that whole thing so much differently if I was myself now. But, you know, all you can do is move forward and really continue building those healthy habits moving forward. And I feel like that's my biggest goal, is to continue building more and more color into my diet and continue being okay with carbs.
Yeah. And I think, you know, with this process and how much has changed and just your mindset and attitude with all this, Sydney, is really like the standard, you know, for what we like to see clients have. And it's something I think as a dietitian and nutrition coach, we have to help our clients through this, but you've really had that like growth mindset this whole time. And you've been able to acknowledge that it is a process and it's not going to be perfect, and just been open to learning as you go. And that has opened up, you know, so much opportunity for growth for you. And it's just so fun to watch, you know, and see how things, you know, continue to change and improve for you.
Thank you so much. That means a lot, especially coming from you, the expert over here. I just want to be better by the day. And I feel like if people can learn anything from my situation, it's that as long as you try hard enough, then anything is possible. So don't set your goals low. Dream as big as you want, and anything is possible.
Yeah, I love that. And go for it and just keep at it. And that's exactly what you're doing, you know, putting in the work with what you're doing day in and day out. So I want to kind of wrap up talking about, you know, what you would say to someone who maybe is in a similar place to where you were, you know, before we started working together, and maybe they've thought about working with you know, a dietitian before, but they're a little bit apprehensive and maybe think that we're like the food police, or I don't know. They're just nervous. What would you tell someone, you know, someone listening who, you know, again, is maybe struggling with similar things that you were, but they're a little bit scared? What would you tell them to try and convince them that working with a dietitian is the right fit?
I would say that it is certainly not going to be an easy journey, but it's going to be one of the best and one of the most, I think, self-enlightening journeys that you're going to take, because you really get to take an inward look on your own relationship with your body, how you're fueling it, and how you're letting all of these outside influences influence your relationship with your body. And for me, I'd say the biggest part of working with you has been having you to hold me accountable. Like I definitely am no holds barred with you, thank goodness. Like, you have to be honest to make the progress. And yes, you always have given me your honest opinion, and coming from an outside factor that's maybe not your family, and that has gone to school for it, it makes it so much less intimidating. And when you're honest with yourself and your nutritionist, you really begin to make that real progress, and you get to the real roots of your struggles. So I'd say don't be scared of it. You're gonna have to be vulnerable to really make those leaps and bounds, but it's really, really worth it.
I love that.
Yeah, I like that too. And I feel like, in the beginning, when you're like, you came to Laura and you were like, I want to lose 30 pounds. And then she maybe said something that you didn't really want to hear. She wasn't like, yeah, let's do it. Let's lose the 30 pounds. Like, she kind of challenged you back and was like, whoa, take a step back. We need to work on X, Y, and Z first. You easily could have been like, nope, I'm out of here, and found somebody else that would have promised you 30 pounds weight loss, but you wouldn't have gotten everything out of what you've gotten out with Laura. You know, like, there are people out there that are going to promise these, you know, unrealistic, unsustainable quick fixes. But I mean, props to you for being like, nope, I'm going to trust the process. I'm going to trust the nutrition professional. And look how much it's paid off.
Well, thank you. I would say that in the beginning, yeah, I'd say Laura told me what I did not want to hear. I was like, no, we have to, like, she remembers those conversations too. Like, and I might have said, you know, maybe I should look for someone else. But then I was like, no, she's actually the realistic, like, one who knows what she's talking about here. And I had to kind of like swallow my pride and go, okay, I'm not being realistic, and I have to listen to someone who knows what she's really talking about. And that decision to stick with it and trust the process, I'd say, has been one of the best decisions of my life. And it's like, don't be afraid to be vulnerable and really start your journey on the process.
Definitely. And I think, you know, that's such a good point about that open communication and, you know, communicating any struggles or things that come up. Because, you know, I think, again, sometimes people think that dietitians are like the food police. We're going to make you feel bad about anything that, you know, comes up or any challenges. And it's really not like that. It's really an environment of support. And again, like, give and take in terms of, okay, what are you experiencing? What are you struggling with? And how can I help you through that? And I think once people recognize that and, you know, again, put in that communication with their, you know, coach or dietitian, it really opens up all of these doors. And I think you said something before that kind of spoke to this, but I mean, nutrition is so foundational to our daily life, you know, related to athletics and performance, but even, you know, beyond that, we eat every day, multiple times a day. And so if you can improve your nutritional status and your relationship with food, it really has the power to like improve your life in so many ways. And I think, Gina, you probably agree, that's like one of the best parts about our job.
Yeah.
Is seeing that process.
Yeah. Making people understand, you know, like what food freedom feels like in such a world that promotes such restriction in the diet culture world. We're kind of there to be like, nope, we don't need restriction, because once you get rid of the restriction, it's like everything in your life gets better. Like literally every aspect of your life gets better. It gets less stressful, more enjoyable. Like, and that's how life should be, you know?
100%. Right.
You shouldn't be afraid to eat foods. You should be able to eat what you want and know how to build those balanced plates. And you shouldn't be scared of good or bad foods. You should be able to just intuitively eat. And I feel like that's where your guys' approach has been so invaluable to my performance as an athlete. So I'm very grateful.
Yeah, well, your journey has been so fun to watch. And again, you're putting in the work, you know, on your end, and, you know, what a difference, you know, a year and a half has made in terms of all of those things. And it's just been amazing to watch it unfold. So yeah, it was great to have you on as our first guest, Sydney. You crushed it per usual. And you know, I'm just so proud of, again, how far you've come. And so again, anyone who wants to follow along and learn more about Sydney, follow her on Instagram at Sid's Paraquest, and maybe she'll even post some of her balance plates for some inspiration. And any, you know, current or former clients of mine or of Gina's, we again would love to have anyone come and talk about their experience on an episode in the future. So feel free to reach out if you want to come on.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. And I can't wait to hear more of your guys' clients' stories.
Yay. Yeah, definitely.
Thank you.
All right. Till next time.
Woo.